Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show today. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends, pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
You lied to me. Release the hound.
Come on. Keep fucking with the prayers, leave you bitches all dead. Put a bullet in your head. Who won? Who won? Who won? Who won? Who won? Who won? I'm about to ride on you, bitch, nigga. But I ain't brother Park. Ain't aiming for your chest. Break, I'm aiming for that other spot. Gun cock, bust a shot. Bust another shot. You nigga, sweet.
How sweet?
Butterscotch. Your rapping is like oral sex, you suck. 1 + 1 = 0, give 2 fucks. You got money, don't give a damn. You need a ghostwriter, well here I am. I'm a ex-con, don't make me murder no hoe. I'm a vegan now, so I don't fuck with burgers no more. Kick them out of UGF, FTI, we sucker free. And when it comes to rapping, none of y'all can fuck with me. Fuck with me, being grim, I got a ride on him. And living color, you a faggot like the men on film. You see you faggot ass chuck, call him bootcase. Push his wig back,
way back.
Toupee,
so fine.
Beef from, I heard he sell life insurance. Well, you gon' need something to the job of the hunt, aka dog gutter. Fuck you, fat motherfucker, bad black motherfucker. Keep fucking with the prayers, leave you niggas all dead. Put a bullet in your head, who want it? Who want it? Tired of playing them games, through fucking with you lame, man. I'm calling y'all names. Who want it? Who want it? Keep fucking with the prayers, leave you bitches all dead. Put a bullet in your head. Who want it?
Who want it?
Tired of playing them games, through fucking with you lame, man. I'm saying y'all names. Who want it?
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 Who want it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who want it? You puss ass motherfuckers. Fucking with the prayers, y'all fuck with me, nigga. I thought you knew. Frank, man, we go back, my homie. You used to be a cool motherfucker till you let them niggas blow smoke up your motherfucking ass, nigga. But I'm about to tell you something. You and that fat motherfucking Bug Gutter, man, and Ben Grimm, slim, flip ass, nigga. Y'all don't want it with us, man. Demolition, FCI, UGS, Underground Society. You already know where that Bug Gutter. You motherfuckers, I'm out.
I've been doing this shit since Moby Dick was a sardine.
Well, you fat motherfucker, you gon' sleep with the sardine. Fuck with the prayers if you want to, motherfucker. I'm tired of you motherfuckers talking that shit beat up, man. You know my number, nigga. You wanna talk shit, need to call me, man. Or keep my motherfucking president name out your motherfucking mouth. Demolition or nothing, motherfucker. And Bug Gutter, you old sardine. Babylon motor, dipped in elephant shit. Barbecue pig dick sucking ass motherfucker. Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? I pray one of you motherfuckers say my name so I can return fire on you motherfuckers. Fuck around and bring your doorbell. You niggas think at the post office, and I'll be in that motherfucker with a 38 slug in your face, nigga. Nah. You motherfuckers know me and know my number, nigga. 773-230-9579. Bitch, call me, come see me. What up? Who want it? Yeah. Prayers, I told you, man. Don't say shit else to these bitch-ass niggas. I got them.
Uptown,
Timor-Leste, Mississippi.
Yeah,
who want
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Your live Murder Master Music Show, episode 10, 11, 12. I don't even know, man. Six could probably tell you. We probably did about 50 of these fucking things already. But we're back, five-year hiatus. Now we're doing it better than ever because it's live and it's exclusive. This ain't no pre-recorded Murder Dog interviews I did. This shit is live. We're going to get right off into our first interview. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm hoping the Dayton family comes through. I haven't had luck reaching Bootleg yet, but he was real hyped last night about coming on, so hopefully we get him in the second half of the hour. But I'm going to reach out to Ball and G. 8-Ball and MJG, that is, for you motherfuckers that don't know what I'm talking about. You swaggots that growing up off of this new shit, this stupid-ass fucking Krayshawn and Little B and all this just bullshit rap. So let's get these guys on the line right now. Saying, and this is live radio, so anything could happen. Might get a voicemail, might get the wrong number. Huh? Hey, what's up, homie? You're live right now on the Murder Master Music Show.
So we're gonna take a fat boy in. Going live.
Yeah, you there? All right, everybody. Be just a moment. Have some pioneers, some legends, some people that contributed a lot to this game. You know.
Yo.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, my brother?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Man, first of all, I just want to say it's an honor to have you on the Murder Master Music Show. I got both of y'all, or is this just Ball? Or?
This is just Ball.
That's what's up, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. I was just telling the listeners how much you contributed to this game. And, man, I go back with your shit, man. I fucks with your shit hard. I remember seeing posters of your shit up in Chicago when I was a shorty, you know, that Coming Out Hard CD. That shit was everywhere. And you've really come a long way since then, man. What keeps you going in this game, man, the longevity?
Man, just really just doing me. You know, me and MJ, we always just, you know, try to be ourselves, man, no matter where we recording at, no matter what kind of beat we on, no matter who we featuring with or whatever, you know, we always going to be 8-Ball and MJG, you know, and that's like, I think that's the biggest thing that's got us this far, you know what I mean? Like, we just always be ourselves, you know?
Yeah, and you guys have always stayed true to your craft, no matter, you know, where you were at, what label you were on, what big show you were on. You always did 8-Ball and MJG music, and, you know, I really respect you for that, man.
Appreciate it.
You know, because a lot of cats, you know, they get in the industry and they get shaped and molded into what individuals want them to be, and you guys were always 8-Ball and MJG. So from listening to the lyrics, you know what I'm saying, all the way to the present day, so... So speaking of the present day, what do you got going on right now, Ball?
Right now, man, you know, my Primrose mixtape in the streets real big right now. Downloaded free live mixtapes, any one of the mixtape websites, 8ballandmjg.com. And at the present time, I got an album getting ready to drop called Life's Quest. It dropped in July sometime, and that's like what's happening right now, Life's Quest.
At Life's Quest, so it's pretty much what's going on as we speak in the present. What is going on in Life's Quest for Ball right now, man?
Man, you know, it's... I think it's just the title track of the album, Life's Quest. Me and Angie Stone, Drummer Boy produced it. It's like a beautiful song or whatever. And like when we done the song, man, you know, it was just such a powerful song. You know, everybody involved felt like, you know, your album needs to be called it. You know what I'm saying? And I think like the 12 songs that I put together for this album is just everything going on in my life, how I'm feeling right now, and people in my life, and you know, just a lot of stories of life from my point of view, man. You feel me?
Yeah. Straight out the mind of 8-Ball. That's what's up. It's like looking into the Magic 8-Ball, but the Memphis version.
Already, you know.
That's
shake
what's up.
Shake that bad boy up and ask him what the future holds. You hear me?
Yeah. So how's MJG doing?
He awesome, man. He got a mixtape he working on, getting ready to drop. And we got a group album that's getting ready to drop called Timeless. So we still keeping it in the road, you know.
Man, now that, you know, for the heads that don't know, man, how many albums is that for you guys as a group?
This might be, Timeless might be number 10, bro.
Number 10.
I would have to count it up, you know what I mean?
And that's going all the way back to the listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm gonna tell you this right now off top, man. You know, I've been a journalist for about 15 years. I've been a fan since, you know, the Run DMC shit. But one of my favorite albums of all time, still to this day, is you know what I'm saying, On Top of the World, man. And one of my favorite songs is For Real. That song is for fucking real. Man, what can you tell me about that song, man? I know we're going back a little bit, but what can you tell me about that song?
Man, it was just, you know, at that time, man, we was creating so much music and we was doing it together, you know. The whole, like, Suave House record label family or whatever. We was just producing a lot of music at that time, man, and that was one of the collabs. Like, we was working on, at that time, man, we might have been working on 5 albums at once, like the On Top of the World album, the South Circle album, Peeler's album, Crime Boss's album, you know, and just all of that was just, you know, those magic years when everybody was just working together. And you know, that was one of the that soul inspired stuff that we do, you know. That was just one of the things that came from that, you know.
Yeah, that, to me, you know, the 90s was full of albums. You know, you had The Chronic, you had various albums, but that was in my top 5 for sure. Still is to this day. I mean, you know, it's just a timeless classic. But you've made many other classics since then. What can we expect on this new solo album that you're putting out? I mean, does it compare to any of the old stuff, or are you going in a new direction?
I think it's 8-Ball 2012, man. You know, it's what's going on in my life right now. Like, it's still me, you know.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know. You know, I think my subject matter has, I don't know if I say it changed a lot, but you know, I can't rap about what I was doing 10 years ago, because it was, you know, 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's, I think life's quest is, you know, just life as I see it right now, you know. I got a lot of inspirational music on there, a couple of stories and, you know, songs about just life in general, man. You know, you know, just the flip side of the coin, man. You know what I mean? It's not all party music and, you know, me and my bitches, you know what I'm saying?
You know what my goal is? My goal is to have a show and have everybody that was on Looking for the Chewing on at the same time. And I want to say a couple nights ago, I had DJ Squeaky and I had Zerk. And then a few weeks before that, I had Skinny Pimp. You know, now you.
Way back.
Yeah, if I can get you all in the same time, I'm going to throw that instrumental on there. Have y'all kick that shit live.
Yeah, you went way back, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. You know, I'm one of them old heads that really appreciate the music, you know what I'm saying, from where it came from. Like, to give you an example, the other night we had Mr. Mix on. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the true pioneers of the South, period. You know what I'm saying? And he's one of the most slept on there is. So that's what we do. We pay homage to legends and pioneers, man. And, shit, you came out with an album, Legend, so you already know what the fuck it is, homie. You know, so, man, I thank you again for coming on the show.
You know? Man, I thank you for taking the time, bro.
Man, that's no problem. You're welcome here anytime, my brother, anytime. What are you currently doing right now? Are you on the road? Are you promoting? Or?
Man, we are. The single just dropped off the album, the Life Quest album, Good Girl, Bad Girl, man. We just did the video for that. I got another record on there called Lucky's Theme Song. And the record is like a movie. It's like a movie. The song is like a movie. So we did like a YouTube video for it, you know what I'm saying? Like a straight underground video that's like a movie, you know? It's exactly how the song is going, you know? It's the movie behind the song, you know what I mean? So we just did those two, and we just been on the road, you know, me and MJ stay on the road, you know, in the South and the Midwest, of course, and working on all the new stuff we got coming, MJ's mixtape, the Timeless album, and Primro 2, you know, so keeping it in the road, bro.
Definitely, definitely. Now, are you guys, I saw you signing the wall over there at RBC with Brian. He posted a pic, man. That was legendary to see that. Are you going through them, or are you going through other distribution? What are you doing?
This album right here, Life's Quest, is going through E1.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian is my guy, though. That's definitely my guy.
Yeah. My artist, my brother, CO, he just put out an album last year through them. You know, he's affiliated with RBC Records, getting ready to drop another one, too. So we definitely got to get y'all on a track or something in the future, man. That would be tight right there, you know. But, man, you're giving so much to the fans, you know what I'm saying, by doing stuff like this. And, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that really appreciate your music. What do you think of the current state of hip-hop, man? Are you into it, or are you kind of like me? Are you kind of like stuck in the, you know, in the 90s, the early part of this decade?
Well, I personally, I have always been of a big, you know, a lot of different other music other than hip hop in my personal life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've always listened to a lot of other music, but I mean, it's I think it is what it is, man. You know, I think that sometimes, you know, now I do think that a lot of the like, it could be an overload of a certain type of rap right now. You feel me? Like, an overload of that, you know what I mean? But at the same time, at the same time, you know, it's that, you know, all the different kinds of hip hop that we have now is necessary for hip hop to be what it is. You know what I mean? Like, we can't say just because we don't like it that it ain't necessary, because we need all forms of it to make it be. You know what I mean? That's my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do think that there's an overload of a lot of what's considered popular right now.
Overload, yeah, yeah. The homie JT Money, he was on the other night, and he called it ADD music. I'm a fan of the lyrical content, and I'm just not seeing a lot of substance like I was. You know, there's a lot of materialistic stuff, and to a point, you know, it's cool to talk about having a good time, but I just don't think a lot of kids and people in general, with the way the world is, can relate to popping bottles and all that shit, you know. So we really just count on people like you to, you know, be that spit that real shit, you know.
Definitely. That's what I said. It's a balance, man, you know.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be me without that, you know.
Yeah.
If it was all stuff that I did, people would feel that way about me, you know. Damn, there's too much of that shit out here. We need some more shit, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I know what's going to be in my tape deck. But, yeah, I listen to other music, too. Shit, man, I'll bump Jerry Lee Lewis. I'll bump Fats fucking Domino. You know what I'm saying? I'll get some rock and roll out. You know, I'm very versatile with it, too. But when it comes to this rap shit, man, I stay fucking with that shit in the 90s, bro. Until that real shit comes back full force, that's where I'm at. But I feel you. I feel you, Paul. I feel you. I know exactly what you're saying.
I mean,
you know?
I only go with the flow, because I don't listen to a lot of rap, you know, a lot of hip hop.
Yeah.
In my personal time, man, I like soul music, man. I like
Isaac Hayes.
You know, stuff like, yeah, you know, Marvin Gaye, Temptation, Smokey Robinson, Al Green, David Ruffin,
Sam Cooke,
man, Curtis Mayfield.
You are from Memphis. You are from one of the music capitals of the world. So, like that video out
the
album.
The album Life Quest reflects that, though, man. Like, I really put a good reflection of what I love on this album.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up, man. A guy can't call in. He usually calls in, my homeboy Swoop. He wanted to ask you a question. He's online right now. He said he wanted to know about your connection with E-40. What could you tell us about the homie E-40? Because I know he was on, he was on Top of the World. And you guys go way back, man. What's up with 40?
40 is my dog, man. 40 is forever my big brother, man. You know, we connected back in the early days, man. They was noticing us down in Texas and Tennessee getting money, and we was noticing them on the West Coast getting money like us, and we connected, and, you know, we've been kind of riding with each other ever since, man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still doing his thing, too.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. Is MJG around at all, or is he...
No, man. He's in Tennessee. I'm in Georgia, man.
He's in Tennessee. He's in Tennessee whooping tricks, huh? Yeah, I feel you, man. I want to thank you, man. And before you leave... where can cats get at you, man? They want features. They want, you know, get some music. Where do they go?
Holler at me on Twitter, The Real 8-Ball, The Real _ 8-Ball. It's all caps, DAREAL _8, and lowercase ball, BALL, The Real _ 8-Ball. www.8ballandmjt.com. Push booking and push management, both on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, hey, Ball, before you go, I got a couple callers that want to ask you questions real quick, okay?
All right.
All right.
You're
on live right now with Ball. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on with it?
You got something you want to ask, 8-Ball?
Yeah, man, I just want to ask him, like, how do it feel knowing that you one of the guys that started a whole lot of music that a lot of people still listen to every single day, and it sound like they just heard it, like it's the first time they ever heard it.
Timeless.
Because I know when I hear, like, Chris, you were saying you like Top of the World. I was living in Memphis when that album was out, so like every time I hear that album, it just take me back to a time and a place in my life where we was kicking in and having fun and kind of living some of them tales that y'all was rapping about, man.
Already. That's a beautiful thing, man. It's a blessing, man. You know, that's like, you know, definitely one of the things that I think we do it for, man, you know, is just to hear a fan tell you something like that, man, just to see somebody in the front row at a show singing every song line for line, you know.
Right.
I think every artist or whatever, I think they live for that, you know, straight up.
No doubt, man. I always wanted that, man, because I still jam the CDs all the time, man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Thanks
for
the love, bro.
Thank you,
no doubt.
As always, going to bring on, you know what I'm saying, going to bring on area code 347. What's up, homie?
What's up, Prez? It's Wicked. What's going on?
What's up, Wicked Vendetta? You're on the line with the legendary 8-Ball, man. You got something you want to ask the homie?
Yeah, I got a comment and a question. First off, 8-Ball, it's a pleasure to be on with you. Back
How
in the day, I'm good, man. I'm good. I've been running with you guys for a minute. Like Prez, I'm a journalist, been writing for almost 20 years, had the opportunity to do a lot of independent promotions on a lot of early Squad House projects. And ironically, I was working with Bad Boy when you guys dropped Living Legends. So I've been around you for a minute, indirectly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, and it was a labor of love, too, because I'm coming out of New York, and it was like, no matter what the mainstream media said, I was vibing off of what y'all was doing. And I mean, hard. You know what I mean? And it's like you said, y'all, the music that y'all put out, to me, coming out of Tennessee, period, to me it has a lot of soul to it. And I don't think Tennessee, in my personal opinion, really gets a lot of the credit that they deserve as far as what they contributed to the South.
Real shit.
I mean, even with the success of 3-6 Mafia, even with the success of Ball and G, I still think, in my personal opinion, that as a whole, a lot of those artists are still overlooked because they didn't just do hip-hop. They put soul into that shit. They put hooks into it. They put, I mean, the lyrics, the words, the arrangements. It was different from what everybody else in the South was doing. It's even like with the kids nowadays from down there, I don't even think they really realize the history of what y'all really contributed, you know, for them to do what they're doing now.
Definitely.
You know? But it's like my real question is, what happened with Swab House as a label? Clear that up for us. Because you used to hear so many rumors back in the day, you know, putting out hit after hit after hit, album after album after album. Then all of a sudden it was like the label just disappeared.
Yeah. I mean, man, you know, I didn't, at that time, damn, this truck is close, man. I need to Instagram how close this truck is to me. But at that time, man, you know what I mean? Like, me, and this is the honest to God truth, the best that I can give it to you, you know what I'm saying? But me and MJ at that time were as close as to rock stars as we've ever been, as far as our lifestyle, you feel me? Like,
right.
we completely lived sex, drugs, and hip-hop. in those days. You feel me?
Eating steak and lobster like some motherfucking mobster.
So, I mean, but at that time, man, you know, like, we weren't into the business part of what we was doing like we should have been, you feel me? Like, at that time, we should have been more in tune to the business side of what we was doing, but we wasn't. And I just think that a lot of the business affairs of Mob House Records kind of went south, you know.
Okay.
I mean, and you know, kind of took a turn for the worse or whatever, and that was kind of, you know, what happened, you know what I mean, as far as I could see, you know.
Right. Do you all still have any kind of a relationship with Tony Draper at all, or is it, you know, you go your way and he's going his way and that's that?
I mean, I don't think there's any animosity or nothing between each of us. I think that after all the years that maybe, you know, I definitely don't have any in my heart, because I know, you know, it's been a long time since all of that happened, and it's in the past now. Can't nobody, you know, you can't bring that back or do it over, you know what I'm saying? But we don't have a relationship, you know, today.
Right.
No, real shit. Real sweet shit, Wicked. I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to get to one more call, and I'm going to let you go, Ball. You've been gracious to spend a lot of time with us. I go to the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Get my brother Six on. This is the smoker of the crew. I think he's smoking some shit up right now. What's up, Six? We always catch him in the middle of a good cough.
I ain't got no question. I'm just digging and doing this shit, man.
Do you have any thoughts on 8-Ball and MJG's music you'd like to share with him, man, while you got him on the line?
Oh, look. Every people that shit constant, it's progressively what it's been and what it is. It hasn't had any of these constant changes that most motherfuckers go through over the years that make it sound totally different. Like, you don't recognize the motherfucker from last year to this year. You can still tell who the fuck it is, and that's that confidence that most motherfuckers can appreciate.
Yeah.
And you know what you're getting.
That's what's up. Yeah. If you're ever in the Bay Area, you want some good smoke, holler at the homie Six.
Okay.
he'll lead you in the right direction.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, shit, 8-Ball, again, I can't thank you enough, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for taking time to come on the Murder Master Music Show.
Thank you, man, for taking the time. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, before I got you on live right now, can you give a drop for a show?
Definitely. What is it again?
It's called The Murder Master Music Show, and I'm Prez.
Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah.
Prez. Already. Murder Master Music Show. Alright, you ready?
Yeah,
what it do? This your boy A-Ball and MJG. And right now you fucking with the best, nigga. The Murder Master Music Show, nigga, with Prez. You hear me? This your boy A-Ball. That's what it is.
Man, that's what the fuck's up. Hey, thank you. Stay blessed and keep doing what you're doing, man. Thanks for giving all of us, you know, real motherfuckers that bumped that shit, years and years and years of music, man. I look forward to much more.
Man, thank you, bro. You be easy.
You too. Peace.
All right.
There you have it, folks. Fucking legend just came through, another legend on this show. I'm just wondering at what point, I mean, because I've been sending out press release after press release after press release for every fucking show we do with every one of these legends to all these websites, and I'm just wondering when they're going to be like, whoa, these guys over here at the Murder Master Music Show, they're really doing something. They're giving back to the guys that gave to us. You know what I'm saying? For you rappers out there doing it right now, in the underground, your road wouldn't be, you wouldn't even have a road to travel on if it wasn't for people like that. You know what I'm saying? Your road would be non-existent. They're the ones that got the shovels out, put the gravel down, and eventually laid the pavement for you to even walk on that fucking road. So you definitely got to pay homage to these legends, man. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for 8-Ball and MJG. But I do want to say, I think he feels when we always ask the rappers what they feel about the music, and I know he talked about how he liked all different kinds of other music, but you could tell from his answer that he's fucked the lamestream. You know what I'm saying? You could tell that he sees enough. Like he said it himself, there's a lot of the same out right now. You know what I'm saying? And again, I go back to JT Money. I say every night, ADD, that dumbed down, stupid ass shit. No substance, no value, no nothing. But I want to play something that has substance, that has value. And he just left. You know what I'm saying? But this is my favorite fucking song, 8-Ball MJG. Well, one of them, man. There's many, for real.
Get the real. When all your wins behind you, there's no trouble to retire. Instead of getting sprayed or running from police, I'm in the studio, smoked out, busting rhymes, and jealous hoes, male and female, been giving a nigga hell, now that I am bail, jealous of the fact that my knack is not an act, instead of packing gas, I'm strapped with my debt, and all my homies slang dope for a living, or living in a prison, cause they couldn't face the system, I missed them, but still I got to get about my hoe killing, I'm on a mission, so the future won't see me in prison, niggas come to me with demos of their poetry, I try to listen, cause I used to be that nigga G, now do you feel me, I hope you feel these words, from his A, this all for real.
Yeah, that shit's classic, man. I've been bumping that song almost 20 fucking years. That whole album, to me, I mean, you had Coming Up. I mean, there's so many fucking tracks on that album that was just fucking phenomenal. Well, still trying to get a hold of Bootleg and the Dayton family. You know, we had him on the show last night, so it's all good if he don't show up. I'm kind of hoping he does because I'd like to get Shoestring on there and Backstabber. But, you know, if not, you know, we're just going to play some fucking music. This is live, shit happens, you know. But we had a fucking legend on tonight. I'm satisfied with that, definitely. So we're going to get off into some music. And I want to play a song for you. Swoop literally did this fucking song today. This motherfucker was messaging me the lyrics as he was writing them. And then I'd get a message. He'd be like, I'm laying the vocals now. I look back and get another message. I'm mixing it. Look back, get another message. Here it is. And literally sent me the fucking song, you know, probably about an hour ago or some shit. So this is for all you fake fucking rappers out there, you pink slime faggots, you broads wearing them fucking thongs and then acting all hard. You know, first of all, how the fuck can you put on tight jeans, tight-ass shirts, look like you got lip gloss and fucking sparkles in your fucking eye, fairy dust, and then act hard. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I can't fuck with that. Just like that Chief Keith video, that shit I don't like. You got a bunch of fucking dudes in a room with their shirts off, jumping up and down, spitting nonsense. I don't get it. And then you got that motherfucker with the grandmother earrings on, talking about how hard he is, putting himself on Soldier Slim covers. Get the fuck out of here. It was funny as hell that night. I posted on his fucking wall when he dropped that mixtape. I was like, how the fuck dare you desecrate a motherfucking real soldier, especially one who's passed away, was murdered, you know, for this shit. And he's like, boy, you got me fucked up. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying, little bitch, he is the number one bitch. So this song, let's get back to the, you know, every time I talk about the lame stream, I get fucking pissed. Not as pissed as Six will go into an abandoned building with a pit bull, a blunt, and a video camera and make a fucking 10-minute tirade about you faggots. But, you know, that'll be coming soon. This Saturday, check out Six's show, blogtalkradio.com/invalid user, 7 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. Central. But check out this Swoop song.
Some baggy ass pants, sagging, good shit ass, skinny jeans. on TV actors claiming they are awesome rappers. I need the food with captains, rap sheet by real life trappers. So turn it down a minute. This shit ain't hip hop music. This shit is garbage, homie. This shit is fucking boo-boo. This shit is fucking boo-boo. Fuck the mainstream. We from the whole school in hip hop tree team. The real underground, naked on the radio. We turn the sick shit, murder master music show. This shit is fucking boo boo. Fuck the mainstream. We from the whole school in hip hop tree team. The real underground, naked on the radio. We turn the sick shit, murder master music show. Second off, cut your motherfucking throat. Rappers, kissy rappers, kissy rappers, this is a fucking joke. This shit's some village people, dressed up like a fucking cop. Don't give the man a seizure while you jacking off the flagrant bro. Fucking mainstream, y'all got too much money. How can you relate to us fools who out here sick and hungry? This shit is out of control, this shit is no longer gold. This shit is dead to me, dog. This shit is no longer raw. This shit's a fucking shame, you wanna come and bow with me? Someone call up Shug, throw this fucker off the balcony. Come on, homie, tell with me, but I be broker than they rhyme. No money, no time, no records, no mind. I jam that real shit, 90s rap music. Now rappers dress like bitches, y'all fucking losing. So turn it down a minute. This shit ain't hip hop music. This shit is garbage, homie. This shit is fucking boo boo. This shit is fucking boo boo. Fuck the mainstream. We from the whole school in hip hop tree team. The real underground, naked on the radio. We jam the sick shit, murder master music show. This shit is fucking boo boo. Fuck the mainstream. We from the whole school in hip hop tree team. The real underground, naked on the radio. We jam the sick shit, murder master music show.
To Swoop for that one right there. That definitely, you know what I'm saying, went in on these fucking faggots. Swoop be sending me music all the fucking time. Last night we played Your God, which is, you know, a lot of you by now know my views on religion and stuff. I'm pretty blunt about it. Me and Swoop, we're going to get down on this fucking church deal that's called the Church of Reality, where we're going to come at these. You know, I mean, I'm not knocking anyone who has beliefs. If you have a belief system and it works for you, it makes you a better person, and you don't force it upon others, more power to you. But we're going to be going at those fanatics, those motherfuckers that's running around with the Bible that's all in your face with the fucking bullhorn and, you know, has the stupid signs at funerals and shit like that. And it's going to be called the Church of Reality. I challenge right now any of you fanatic fucks to come on the show and debate me and my boy Swoop, the Church of fucking Reality, on anything. I mean, I took my daughter to these caves over there by Louisville in Indiana last year. And we went to these caves. We saw these fucking stalactites. These things were hanging from the ceiling. They were like fucking 20 million years old and all kinds of rock formations that took millions upon millions of years to fucking form. And I'm in the dollar store getting some fucking shit at the dollar store, and I'm checking out, you know, and the lady's like, oh, what are you guys doing here, you know, you guys on vacation? It's like, well, first of all, bitch, it's none of your goddamn business what I'm doing here, you fucking whore. You know, what the fuck, I'm here buying something, now let me get out of here. And I said, well, we just got on a cave tour. Now, I swear to Christ, or Buddha, Allah, whatever, this stupid broad has the audacity to look at me and tell me, you do know those things are fake, don't you? And I'm like, what are you talking? I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. I was like, what do you mean, this shit I'm buying? These paper cups are fake? What the fuck are you talking about? She says, no, the caves. And I just, I know I spit in her face, man, because I laughed. You know what I'm saying? I had that quirky retard laugh, and drool and spit flew right in this bitch's face. I says, I this is my exact words. Are you fucking kidding me? I was just in these goddamn things for a fucking hour, maybe 2 hours, and you're going to sit here and tell me all that shit that I saw was fake? It's like, these motherfuckers really believe that the earth was created a couple thousand years ago. There were no dinosaurs, no all these cave systems that we find, all these ancient relics and bones and different things are fake. And fuck it, man. Church of Reality coming 2012. me and Swoop are going to tear some shit up. You know, we're right now in the process of building this. You know, we're going to have presentations. We're going to have speakers come through. I mean, we're real serious about this. You know what I'm saying? But, again, I'm not knocking everybody. You have your own belief system. Do what you do. You know, if it makes you a better person, cool. I look at it like this. As long as you don't force it onto others, then, you know, more power to you. And whether you believe in Jesus, Buddha, Allah, or the sun, you know, whatever the fuck it is, more power to you. But fuck you fanatics and you fucking, you rattlesnake dancing motherfuckers. There ain't nothing like seeing a motherfucker get bit by a rattlesnake. Oh, this serpent ain't gonna hurt me. Yeah, fucking retard. Well, okay, let me get back into music. I got way off subject. Gonna have the Westboro Baptist motherfuckers come over here and protest outside my house in a few minutes. But let's talk about smoking weed right now. Let's go to Sacramento, California. You know, this the UGS general over there in Sactown, Emo. You know what I'm saying? His new song, Mothership. You know what I'm saying? Just gave it to me the other day, so we're gonna get off into that. Fuck the lamestream.
What it do? The Bob Marley of rap in this bitch. Smoke with me one time. Let's get higher than a mothership. Let's get higher than a mothership. Let's get higher than a mothership. Let's get here. We on some mothership. Let's get higher than a mothership. Let's get higher than a mothership. Let's get higher than a mothership. Yeah, we on some mothership. 35 years. Still rapping, still raw, niggas still snitching. We'll tell what they saw. How you locked up for so long, you can't think.
Heard a lot of shit go wrong,
so don't blame.
Yeah.
My niggas locked in jail, not knowing that it's hard as hell out on these streets too. So I do what I do, making these tracks move, keeping it smooth. I'm killing fools with Pro Tools, making the slump sound like a body in a trunk. With raspy on the beat, you know it's been a bump. Now they got me hitting the stage, but it's a brand new year, so I'm flipping the page. You goddamn right, I'm on some other shit. Smoke all night until I'm high in the mother shit. And you can keep that XO. All I wanna do is just smoke on nitro.
Higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Yeah, we on some mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Yeah, we on some mother shit.
Mind on empty. Now it's simply time to get off of something that have you higher than the ceiling. I'm feeling so great, the grapes that got me on my back. Break down the swisher and roll this sack. And in fact, I'm loaded, my eyes on focus. Break alone, beat the smell, and yes, I'm cold. I'm high as a mothership, now I'm on some other shit. Joe Obama, well, right, taking over the government. Puff, puff, pass her, man, don't harass her. The shit that I blow, I have you feeling like you work for NASA. I'm probably monkey barring on stars. Slumber party on Mars, you can tell who I are. It's the slickest guy, and yes, it's I, J-O-E-G to the Y, and young trippin', I fly. Look, you ain't gotta tell me twice. Wildberry grape flavor got me high as a kite.
I'm higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get, yeah, we on some mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Let's get higher than a mother shit. Yeah, we on some mother shit.
Well, you just rocked it. Now let's head outside, dust the scavenger smokers and leave them with their mouth wide. Can I hit it? Hell no, you didn't put it on this. So now I'm in line to enter on the mothership. Probably not accident, just left planet Earth with a whole trip of her thinking that we gon' go to work and make more plans to get base out. And a rep Sacramento, A.E. go wild.
We stay high as a bird, smoking on some herb with my nigga Josie Wells in the club on purr. Hit the parking lot, catch me sipping on some Hennessy. For a little while for my nigga in the penitentiary. And when I touch down, blow a nigga face off. Never hear me cough, I smoke until I blast off. Yeah, we neighborhood rap stars. We go to work and spit pay styles and make sure we stay
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get,
yeah, we on some mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership. Yeah, we on some mothership.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, Joe.
These niggas ain't out here doing it how we doing it, man. Out here on motherships and shit.
Yeah,
man,
I feel you, man.
Relax my mind as I smoke some pine. You ask me how I'm doing, I reach life is fine. Yeah, so let me tell you this just this time. I'm on my way, but don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line. You can do what you do, but don't cross that line. Nigga, I'm a six and barone. Y'all stuck on crack rock, jag with the black top. Come through top, flipping up like a laptop. Hustle hard, got the whole city on my back. Yeah, drop heat. Now, whole city know I'm back. Chilling on the set, nah. Got a big stick, red bone with me, and she went out and getting undressed. She said, Tech Night, get the ice on. Cool night. Felt like he was fucking with the lights on. Wide up, sunrise, give me the first prize. Lyric in the Cayenne, open your eyes. Look, baby, I ain't trying to go steady because I'm a loner. We never went together, but you still telling me that we broke up.
Yeah.
Gotta stay fresh, yeah. Suckers keep guessing. Where did he get that? Tell me where he know them. Relax my mind as I smoke some pine. You ask me how I'm doing, I reach life just fine. Yeah, so let me tell you this just this time. I'm on my way, but don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line. You can do what you do, but don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line. You can do what you do, but don't cross that line.
Yeah,
monopolize the situation, spend money. 1,000, 2,000, bitch, that ain't nothing. Take it to the car lot. Cop you what I cop. Twin bins looking like twins coming up the block. Bet that if I don't get the check, get the tech jack something, give it all to the set.
Give it all.
Yes, then we gon' split the money by ways. Bow dollar, hit you in the chest, put you sideways. Spend money like every day a holiday. Diggy Dooley got the bitches and he on the way. Tech Nine, bust to the third wall. Take a few years off, come back hard. Got him like law. Triceps, biceps above the rim. Got a big question, but to keep guessing. Where did he get that? Tell me how he know him. Relax my mind as I smoke some pine. You ask me how I'm doing, I reach life just fine. Yeah, so let me tell you this just this time. I'm on my way, but don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line. You can do what you do, but don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Still gravy, pushing it rain. I was here to see a son made it. Uptown finest, downtown affiliate. Daddy got the shoddy.
Cross that line,
and you're feeling it. Hustled in the hood, hustled on the road. A million in one show. No love for them hoes, they be screaming out.
Mac Mel Gallio, repping the three.
I got out of town white people repping with me. I'm a motorcycle gangster rapper, you know who. You play with 6 and B, you gotta play with the U. It ain't a threat, it's the truth, cause I ride for him. Check is my better half, I die for him. You niggas been enraged, been afraid, fucking with a renegade. Let me out the cage, now I'm riding with a gauge. Gotta stay fresh, suckers keep guessing. Where did he get that? Tell me how you know them. Relax my mind as I smoke some pine. You ask me how I'm doing, I reach life just fine. Yeah, so let me tell you this just this time. But don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line. You can do what you do, but don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line.
Don't cross that line. You can do what you do, but don't cross that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was UNLV. We had them on the show yesterday, as a matter of fact. So that was very rare. We usually do our shows on Thursdays and Sundays. But I wanted to get them on the show Wednesday. They had some shit to do today. Still no word from Bootleg, but we're going to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Dayton Family would definitely be on the show in the future. You heard Bootleg last night. So, but I want to get back into this Underground Society. Fuck the Illuminati thing, man. I'm going to play one of the tracks off that project. I'm going to play this track, you know what I'm saying, Illuminati by Frozen. You know what I'm saying? The homie Laid Back, you know what I'm saying, everybody over there, our Canadian people, you know, FTI, they always are representing this shit. This is one of my favorite tracks off the album because it speaks directly about the problem that we're facing as a whole. You know what I'm saying? If you're not rich, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live, no matter what your belief systems are, if you're hurting financially, if you're struggling in any form or fashion, then you're in the same boat. It's us against them. They want you fucking dead. You know what I'm saying? They're going to start taking you off those little medical cards. They're going to start putting you in fucking camps. This shit ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? They're really fucking people over right now. People have, I mean, you know, poor people have always been fucked since the beginning of time in every civilization. You know, you can go back to, you know what I'm saying, the Roman Empire. You know, you had the peasants. You know, they were at the bottom, you know, doing the fucking, the shittiest work, basically cleaning the shit that these other fucking slobs left behind. And it's no different. You know, you got three factions that run the whole fucking planet, and that's you got Rome, you know, the Vatican, you know, with the religion bullshit over there. You got United States, you know, the military, you know, financial Wall Street, and you got London, and then you got various families, you know, members of the elite that control every fucking thing. I'll tell you a story real quick. I took my daughter and my father, we went to the park the other day. It's one of those, you know, ball diamonds, you know, and had a playground where the kids could play, and the whole fucking sky was blue. And we were there for about an hour. I kid you not, within that hour, I wish I had my fucking cannon with me, because within that hour, that whole sky was covered in these, not clouds, you know what I'm saying? These were artificial man-made clouds by these goddamn planes. They were fucking everywhere. And I saw these motherfuckers. They were moving from horizon to horizon, back and forth. And, you know, it starts off as a line, and then it starts to spread out. And before you know it, you got something that looks like a cloud. A real thin, like, you know, cloud that's coming down from the sky. What it is, it's fucking chemicals. They're dumping that shit on top of you from planes. Like I said in the fucking mixtape, they're trying to fucking kill you. Get it through your head, people. You know, without further ado, Frozen Illuminati. What's up, everybody? Laid back. I see you, man. Much love, respect.
Jack, you remember before we invaded Iraq, the Bush administration said that the war wouldn't cost very much. Initially, I think they were suggesting somewhere around $50, $60 billion tops. Now, almost 4 years later, with 3,000 U.S. service members almost killed, 20,000 U.S. service members seriously wounded. The cost of this war is at $350 billion and climbing. Well, guess what? The Associated Press is reporting the Pentagon wants another $100 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan this year. That would bring the cost of those wars just for this fiscal year to $170 billion.
Now war's there, you was hobby. Uh-huh. Government moving sloppy. Yeah. Money fully controlled by the Illuminati. Yeah. The new age Nazi recruiting you a posse. Okay. Military troops have a crucial army. Yeah. Uncle Sam causing havoc in kamikaze. Yeah. George Bush signed a contract for Iraq. Right. Obama took the rap, spent a decade stealing gas. What? Then took Saddam right off the map. CIS and Bin Laden causing terror attacks. Attack. What I'm giving you is pure facts. All that 9/11 trash was to get rich fast. Okay. Woodrow Wilson apologized for corporate impact. The Masons had on America's ass. Federal Reserve still printing cash. Enslaved to these Democrats or Republicans. Fuck the nationalists and communists. All the same shit in different outfits. Fuck the politics.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency. And that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you. Yeah, they're trying to kill you. Reptilian engineers since the early pioneers. Like snake human beings foreseeing what the future's seeing. Planning new world order. Opening up all our borders. A bunch of foreigners owning all our four corners. Always drama with elections. Using Obama as deception. America was about to reach a revolution. Till 2008, the plan was executed. 44th president became more and more devilish. The Pope fell in indulgences to the people. What they teach you is pure evil. A zeitgeist between the people. It's the British influence. Killing Lebanese and Palestinians. Arabs don't got the dominion opinion. I can piss on these reptilians. Keep dropping truth till I make 50 trillion.
They must understand the
Federal Reserve is a cartel made up of the major banks in America. And they are the ones that are running the show, not the federal government.
Who owns the Federal Reserve?
It's a secret, and we can't find out what's happening. So, but the Congress created it, and it's not authorized in the Constitution.
The government borrows money from a private corporation using the name Federal that prints United States on it, and then it pays back to the Fed, which is owned by private banks. We don't know who all those private banks are. The money that the government is paying back to the private bankers is the money that comes from you and me.
Keep my pants low, I keep a bad hoe, I keep that fire smoke, don't fuck with okie doke. I keep it underground, don't fuck with mainstream, underground society, yeah, that's the main team. These fucking lames been in the spotlight too long, let's put they lights out and put our mask on. I fucks with this strong, mainstream music is wrong. How the fuck you fight with your jeans to get your britches on? Let's get these bitches gone, they fucking up minds. Skinny jeans and fake swag equal Columbine. They say you out your mind, I scream you off your rocker. Yet I'm the one that has to go and see a mental doctor. Get the fuck out of here, shit makes me pound a beer. Smoke a blunt and pop a pill just so I can chill. Don't fuck with radio, that shit too watered down. Can't fuck with mainstream, I'm strictly underground. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. Only fucking with real music, I don't fuck with fake. Rappers go mainstream and shed their image like a snake. I refuse to give plays to artists like Wayne. Little B flies Drake and fuck T-Pain. Them fools is water weak, they let the water leak like a bitch do before she go and have a kid, fool. Don't fuck with Waka Flocka and fuck a Gucci Mane. They beat slap for somebody, please tell me what they're saying. They ain't saying shit, just mumbling a bit, and y'all fools love it. Cause that's that club shit, no, that's that dumb shit. And yo, man, I must admit, sweet motherfuckers, man, I call them whole banana splits. And yo, this is real spit, if you don't feel this, turn it off and go and choke on Lady Gaga's dick. Can't stand that stupid old Nicki, but she can get it quick. I put my dick in her ass to see how much I rip it. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. This shit been getting to the point where, yo, I can't hack it. And when the fuck did they start coming out with skinny jackets? And cats with skinny jeans, sag bag, hide your package. I'm labeled as a savage, put up on as a thug. Because my pants sag low, them skinny no box nugs. Who thinks they Fresh Prince? I call them Carl Inns. They look like homos. And this ain't promo, this for the OG vets like Black and Emo. Mainstream is brainwashed, they need the brain squash. Mosh pit style on any fool that's in denial. I call them pussy parts, cause they ain't worth the shit. They washed up and played out like a swollen clit. Being up bruised and battered, let's make these fuckers scatter. Make their careers go shatter, disappear just like Shatner. Had to release my bladder upon the lame stream. If you ain't no man, I'm yelling, fuck the mainstream.
Yeah, motherfuck the mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking mainstream and they motherfucking ass. It's motherfucking underground society, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking Illuminati and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck these motherfucking snap and pop artists. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Prez, yo, I rap this shit, G.
Mac, yo, I know you do, G. Man, that song right there, I'm telling you, Swoop and Mac, man, both you motherfuckers, man, you rep this shit to the fullest. We really, really appreciate you guys. But then no bootleg. No bootleg. I don't know where he's at. So what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna hit up a few cats, chop it up with them for a minute. Gonna bring on did I catch you in the middle of smoking again?
I'm about to take a hit right now, man.
There we go. It ain't a Murder Master Music Show if we don't catch Six smoking or choking, one of the two. What's up, Justin? You there, brother?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm still here.
Yeah, man. Just waiting to see if Bootleg's gonna come through. How you guys feeling the show, man? You guys like it?
Oh man, you know I love the show, man.
As always.
I love it. I missed the show last night, man. I was kind of disappointed, but you know I had to motivate around with the kids and getting them situated with them being out of school. So I had to miss it last night. I made sure I wasn't gonna miss it tonight. I've been trying to get a lot of people to call in too, man. So if you see a lot of 314 numbers, one of these nights they gonna all pick up. And they gonna start calling because I'll be putting the word out there.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. You rep this shit to the fullest, man. You're like a little brother Matthew, man. And we really, I stress to people, we really need more cats like you to help us get this word out because, man, we're really up against a fucking mega army of swaggots, man. We gotta just keep cutting their fucking heads off, man, and expose.
Yeah, but it was like you were saying earlier, man. I can't wait till you do the CO exclusive show, dog. Because for real, man. He's the hardest cat out here bumping to me, dog, for real.
Oh, that's what's up.
I'll be really feeling how his whole delivery and everything, his whole movement, how he do his thing, man, how y'all present it, man. It's like, shit, I've been looking for shit like that. I've been waiting for some cat. I never gave up hope that it was cats still out here doing it like that, man. Man, so shit, I'm just glad you got a show like this going, man. That's why I try to make it my mission to catch the shows when you got them going.
That's what's up. That's what the fuck we're talking about, man. And you know we definitely appreciate that. Well, let's see here. We might have a guest. It's not the Dayton family, like we had planned. You know, I guess Bootleg was. You know, busy, you know, he's in Flint, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's
right. He's
out there doing whatever he's doing, you know. But man, Ball, man, it was a huge honor to have Ball on the show. That motherfucker is a legend, so I'm sure we'll get Ape,
right.
MJG
plus he
out here
playing,
too.
Plus he started playing the jam, too. I'm like, yeah.
That
Top of the World CD, that was a classic, dog. Like to say, it's timeless, man. It don't go nowhere.
Yeah, that shit, you know, like I said, that album, I, you know, just like the Dayton family, you know, FBI or What's On My Mind, that shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the production and styles today still can't fuck with that album, you know.
Still can't, like on that A-Ball and MJG on the Top of the World, they had songs on there that they didn't even have hooks on a song, rap and let the music play and then go back into the next verse, you know what I'm saying, they ain't really even need hooks. To keep us listening to the whole song from front to back. It wasn't about no singing and no dancing and who got this and who got that. But you're going to see what they got because of how they putting it out there. You ain't even really got to say shit about what you got. They're going to see it if you got it.
Nowadays, the hooks aren't even hooks. They just like one word repeated over and over again most part. They don't really be doing hooks like catchy hooks that rhyme. They just be doing like one word maybe and just
simple.
Saying shit over and over again. It's fucking stupid.
Right, a whole bunch of hollering and shit. Don't nobody want to hear all that yelling and shit. Sit the fuck down.
Like I said, back in the day when you wanted that type of shit, you went to one person that was Luke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or some of those other bass guys, you know, like maybe Bass Patrol or what was that? What was that motherfucker? DJ Magic Mike. You know, you went to cats like that for that type of music. You had different places to go. If you wanted, you know, that wisdom and that knowledgeable shit, you went to KRS-One, you went to, you know, Rakim, you went to people like that. If you wanted that hardcore, rugged, fucking eat-your-face cannibal shit, you went to Lynch or Gangsta Nip.
Yeah, you know,
you wanted
it's
that
like we
devil
had categories
shit,
of hip-hop, you
went to
Isham. You know?
Yeah. You had places to go. It was like a mall of music, and you can pick what you wanted. Nowadays, you can't pick what you want It's yeah. all blended together to sound the same, and it's garbage. It's fucking garbage.
It's all
you know, like you know, I keep seeing this shit about Krayshawn, and it's like, come on, man.
Fuck that garbage. Man, I'm from the Bay, and I hate that bitch and that entire movement. Man. Fuck that loopy ass hoe.
Yeah, I know
when you fuck that scary ass bro. Bitch, eat a motherfucking sandwich for 5 dozen. Motherfucker.
Mac Mizzle put me up on something.
This is sick.
Mac Mizzle put me up on something yesterday. Krispy Kreme just dropped a new single, and I got more respect for that booger faced retard than I do for these motherfuckers like Krayshawn and these other
little
people.
Bitch.
Because at least you know he's putting on a fucking front. But I will say this, rapping ass Rob, I definitely got more respect for him because the man is mentally handicapped for real. But this motherfucker don't stop rapping. I mean, it's all he does. That's, whenever you talk to him, you can't get out of a conversation without, hey, you remember that Bismarck Key tape? He did that song called Pickin' Boogers. I'm like, yeah, Rob, whatever the fuck, you know. Dude, it's crazy. But he's at least he has it in his blood is what I'm saying. He may be out of his fucking head, but at least he has it in his fucking blood. These other
like
people are making a mockery of hip-hop.
You know? I like Rob's picture. It's that helmet-wearing, hard-hitting, retard film music. I'm digging that.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Hey, we got 270 on this motherfucker. I know that this has got to be Dr. Green Thumb himself. Who is this?
What's good with you, Greg?
What's up, brother?
He's about to pass out, man.
Hey, though, that's like real shit you said, man. A mall of music. Hey, that shit hit me, man. When I was growing up, man, it was a mall of music. Like you said, man, you had categories of where you could go and get your shit. What you have to hear. Nowadays, man, this is dumbed down, watered down bullshit, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, real shit, man.
Plus, everybody that was in their category stayed true to what they did. They weren't trying to, even if they did songs with other cats outside their group, they still was sticking to what they did. And it made it more authentic. Now you got everybody just copying the same shit and trying to sound like everybody else. It's like they trying to outdo the same stupid shit. Like, how you going to be whacker than the next whack shit? It's all whack. You can't get no whacker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't. You can't. The only ones I like, I mean, because some of these producers, you know, their beats are fucking ridiculous, but they're wasted on bullshit. That's why I like when CO take those beats and actually put some thought into it, some lyrics, some concepts. Here they come.
I'm telling you, that's St. Louis for you, boy. That's St. Louis for you. It is summertime,
dope.
Man.
Yeah. What was that? What was you saying, man?
After they come and they heard that shit you was talking earlier.
Oh, yeah,
how
these
motherfucking fools be out there putting chemicals and shit all around. They heard that shit.
They're coming to get me, man. They're coming to get me. Well, me and Six, man, we're already targeted. We interviewed Anthony Hilder. And speaking of, I think the first time, well, maybe the second or third time my phone got tapped is when I interviewed, mobster turned informant Henry Hill. And he just passed. And a lot of people, you know, this guy was a snitch, blah, blah, blah. You know, well, whatever the case may be, I had a good time interviewing him. It's one of the highlights of my career. The movie he was in won a fucking Oscar. So rest in peace, Henry Hill. You know what I'm saying? Plus, he was a good robber, too. He pulled off that Lufthansa heist. You know, they got millions of dollars out of the fucking airport. So, you know, that Billy the Kid shit, man, you gotta give it up to them guys. They bucked the system, you know. And, you know, of course, the mob did it, you know, but pulled tongues out of people's throats and, you know, they didn't fuck around.
Sure.
So,
not
but rest in peace to Henry Hill, man. Definitely.
Sure.
I guess, we're going to get off into a little more music. You know what I'm saying? So you guys stick around, man. Thanks for coming on, as always. We're going to go down to the hill, man, and fuck with the real mobster, man, Don Cyclone, man. This dude's supporting the fuck out of our movement. And just look at his page on Facebook, man. This motherfucker, man, is definitely representing our shit. Free gangsta, bro.
Kill faggots.
Free gangsta, bro. Yeah, kill the faggots. Yeah, yeah.
Kill the motherfucker faggots.
You just, speaking of Kill the Faggots, I want to say what up. I did an interview today for a magazine. I'm not going to say which one, but it's going to be coming out pretty soon. And I finally got to speak my piece about a faggot, a pink slime faggot. So you guys will see that real soon. But for right now, here goes Don Cyclone. I don't know the name of the song. No offense, Don. I don't speak Portuguese, homie. And so, but this shit knocks anyway. Here we go.
bitch.
Animals go to work.
I don't want to break his knee so he has to crawl on the ground like these other idiots. The other ones will do that shit.
And we need to make him sign agreements. Now, is it valid? Here's a good question. If someone who's let's just say, mentally fucked, and they sign an agreement like that, like if they want to get an MMA contest, is their signature going to hold up in the court?
I say it should, because if they're retarded, if you say, like, not retarded, they're strong. That gives them an advantage in the fight. Thereby, the other fighter should be allowed to take steroids because he's going to be battling the Incredible Hulk in the fucking cage.
I think if they can write their name, then they're good to go.
Fuck, that's too much. If you can make an X, let's face it.
Just an X to the line with a crayon?
A big mouth-breathing war beast can't properly spell right or write properly. So you have to let this, get some leeway. Just have, not even an X, just as long as there's two lines, I don't care if they're touching each other, two lines on a paper, you're done. It can be the whole length of the paper, a little tiny bit, two lines, you big retard, sign it, and you're fighting the same night. And it's not wrong. Before anybody calls my show, say, no, it's right, because I give these motherfuckers a chance to be something that you assholes in society don't get them, let them be. They get to be heroes. Because at the end of the day, people are, they admire these freaks. And they'll get their due, because they'll be fucking whores left and right, because each one will be fighting for the all three holes of a fucking whore. Each one comes to the ring with a whore, they beat the other guy half to death, and they fuck the other one whore on camera. And we're going to have a separate website for that. 18 or only website, adult. You can watch these fucking whores get slammed and banged and, drinking a nut from a big slosser and a retard dick all in the face. We're going to see all that shit. So get it in. It's coming soon, y'all. Hopefully, 2013, we make it happen. UGS, we got retard fucking whores and whores getting done by retards. It is what it is.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, hey, I'm going to play a song you requested, even though Dayton family didn't come through.
Yeah. Oh, this is a song that makes you want to kick someone in the teeth.
Big Mac 11, here we go.
Welcome to McDonald's, Matt, take your order.
I want a fully loaded Big Mac, and bitch, that ain't on the menu. This Mac is a fully loaded Mac 11 bullet in you. So I advise you hit the flow, ho. My road dog, cold name, baby, yo, close the right door. There was a hero in the crowd, I saw a body twitch. I told the trigger, she's a bloody and a heavy bitch. Over the counter, that's a skinny white cry slut. Some type of weakness, so I bust her with a rifle butt. And now the manager is trying to negotiate. He took his blood from the bullets that he ate, huh? My Mac 11 got the whole genie under siege. Big Mac 11 taking over this in Mickey D. So friendly customer didn't understand what I was saying. I had to box that whole show, these bitches I ain't playing. I heard a sound of who was running for the fucking dope. I opened fire, bet that bitch would never run no more. My team was talking and they said they had to play. Here's some explosives and I'm glad them stupid bitches found it. Just out the back and now I'm heading over to KFC. Cause there's some colonel on the set who's got some beef with me. Walk through the door and I commit to let them lay the havoc. On the road, static, we've been having with this automatic. Spinning and hopping home, crying when they saw me pull it. Patriots turn from me, send my Mac 11 bullet. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Leave my Big Mac 11.
Big Mac 11, motherfucker, you facing the game. Worse than the tiger in the cage, you feeling the rage. I got my hand on the trigger. shit raps about bling. I walk around with my dick swinging, spitting by drug dealing and all the hood killing and life on the block. Who gives a fuck about the kind of watch you got? I'm on the block, that shit means nothing to me. You want respect? Well, your raps better say something to me. And I don't wanna hear your bullshit lies. I'm from the turf and the hood ain't nothing to glamorize. You fucking squares got shit all twisted. Rapping about the size of your rims, that's some bitch shit. I rap legit shit, food stamps and blocks of cheese, dope fiends, prostitutes, drugs, and disease. Bitch, please stop wasting our time. You're fucking up the rap game with those meaningless rhymes. If you don't grind, you don't eat. Rap's always been about the streets. In the hood, fools like you get robbed and beat.
Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats. Cats. Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats.
Every time I turn on the fucking video channel, I see somebody bragging in his Louis V flannel. Shitty ass rhymes, but he's claiming he's the dopest. This motherfucking rap game's in trouble, where's the focus? I used to hear songs so real it hits home, but now they all gone, what the fuck is going on? Rappers rapping name brand names, it's insane. Real nigga slang came in the rain, ain't nothing changed. While he's rolling in the road, where the streets is getting colder. We struggle to get over, police is getting bolder. Fallen soldiers, some cats get triple digits. You better watch your back or the map will flip you midgets. Realize most of the guys that play your music is still on the block, stressed out, about to lose it. So think about that next time you get the bling. And this is D-Roll, nigga, my nines will do the singing.
Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats. Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats.
Tell me how them gold teeth feel when I knock them out. Rip the chain off your pussy neck and smash out. Run your mouth, go ahead like you a youngster. I keep beating on your ass like an original gangster. Throw a change up, I let that old school fire burn. Booze look like a bitch, glamorized fucking nerd. You got money to burn, try an investment, stupid. Dumb motherfucker, straight blonde like Clueless. Don't know what to do with money at all. I'll be buying a property, you be shopping at the mall. Like a hoe on a stroll, you need earrings and a bracelet, looking like you cross-dressed Candyland faggot, fronting like you got something, miss me with your bullshit. Go ask your dad how you look, he'll say a straight bitch. What happens next? You get titties and some pussy lips. I bet then you find it out that you a little trick.
Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats. Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats.
Hey yo, life's a bitch, so I marry one. A nigga in love with a bitch, they very dumb. The BC is hoe hater. That's the motherfucking reason all hoes hate it. But I don't give a fuck, cause all I've been good for is a suck and a quick nut. Tryna get a nigga riches, but I got peace for all y'all bitches. Tryna run no sex games, and a nigga face getting fucked by the next man. But I don't care about that either, cause all I wanna do is fuck and leave ya. See, I know how the game goes. Yeah, fuck y'all. I get with them and slay them, and then I play them, cause they try to be split. but all they get is fight with a hard dick. See, today I'll fuck you, dumb bitch. Then tomorrow I'll duck you, cause you ain't got nothing on me. And when I'm through with your ass, I'ma pass it to my homie. Mad ball of Uzi, and let the boys wear out that little coochie. And if you start walking out, you must be the bitch that I'm talking about. So ass up, hoe, it's in my nature to hate you. So, fuck you. That's right, fuck all y'all raggy, stinking motherfucking bitches and hoes, cause I hate you. You heard in my nature, you heard the bitch that I hate. You heard you get snuck, so don't come to me. You fucking nigga think you gon' fall in love, but you ain't with that relationship shit. You ain't good for nothing but a head and back massage. And if you get mad, fuck you, haul ass.
Classic shit right there. That's Poison Clan. Poisonous Mentality, still one of my favorite fucking albums. Man, JT been putting it down for fucking years. You know, definitely honored to have him on the show. To have him on the compilation was huge. To have him on the show was huge. To interview him, just to talk to the guy was huge. Growing up off him since sixth grade. But to have the motherfucker claim UGS... Man, it don't get bigger than that, folks. I'm telling you right there. You know what I'm saying? But now I want to speak on some shit, man. I got a lot of people up there in the Shy. Shit's getting crazy up there, man. It's always crazy. Shy's always been a fucking wild city. But, you know, every summer it gets real hot. A lot of motherfuckers go out to cap. And you know, I want to just tell all my people up in Chicago to be safe. You know, I definitely want to tell my people everywhere to be safe because shit's fixing to jump off on many fucking levels. People don't even understand. It's getting worse. You know, these fuckers in the media, they want to try to make it seem like things are getting better, things are improving. But shit ain't improving. You know what I'm saying? They talk about we go over to Afghanistan and there's a war over there, there's terrorists over there. Man, there's 20,000 plus murders a year here. Every fucking year, and it keeps rising and rising. I mean, I heard something. I watched a documentary. I think it was about the Bloods and Crips. They said since the Bloods and Crips started, I think that like fucking 50,000 or 60,000 motherfuckers were killed just from those two gang factions alone. You know what I'm saying? That's worse than Afghanistan. That's worse than Israel. That's worse than fucking all these places put together, man. It's fucked up. And that's just two gangs, man. I'm not talking about the Vice Lords and the GDs, you know, the Latin Kings and the 2-6 and all the different sets and the MS-13s. People are killing each other, you know what I'm saying, over this money. You know, there's no fucking resources for us. There's no jobs. Shit's drying up. You heard Bootleg, man. Flint, Michigan used to be a thriving city. Now it's fucking nothing. Same thing, Gary, Indiana, thriving city. Now it's nothing. It's a wasteland. People are dying. They're starving out there. So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to play a song that a lot of cats in Chicago can feel. And all over the world that's going through some serious shit. This is Chicago Killer Noise, man. This is the original one by my brother, CL the Bad Black. Man, this song's a fucking banger, man. Everybody put down them goddamn guns. Stop killing each other.
Shy town don't play no games. We don't show pity when it come to lame. Nigga thinking he fresh, he could get stained. talk with me, so come to the side like Billy. Whoa. I love my daughter, but fuck my baby mama. That bitch don't want no drama. While she was at home, I slung snow in the summer on blocks with a Glock over rack like Obama. Put it on the law, I ain't gon' lie. Represent and a lot for the shy. Now throw your seeds in the sky. I'm here to stay. Westside all day. Town, this is how we live in shy. Crown side, can't work like Richard, cause I got a lot of pride.
Can't work like Richard, got a lot of pride.
Gotta do dirt, and gon' put in work. I'ma survive on this motherfucking earth. My kids gotta eat, so somebody get merch. Shoot a nigga like a rental, hit him where it hurts. My potato looks the itches, the money could bring green out of me. We gon' hustle, get money by any means. Get more to the side than boys and still power. But soldier lives once, but a thousand for the cowards. One love to the folks, to the fan, all well. Stay off of 45, cause a nigga wouldn't tell. Streets are filled with bodies and gunshots. Kill a cop from a nigga locked in Chanel. The legend Bernie Mac, rest in peace. When a nigga locked up, I'll blow some trees. Pour out a little liquor in the streets. Till day gets free. Rain or sleet or snow, sleet or snow. I'ma rep the gold, rep with a gold. Get the love and support for my nigga Z-Lo. Travelers, foes, breeds, and unknowns. Mafia, CBDs, and the souls. Sire's a beast. Before college, the shop so hood. Wild Huntingfield City, Inglewood. LK Town, Holy City goes down. Murder T, South Sea, Motown. Both town and up north, they go hard. Catfish, nigga, can't swim with a shark. If you don't want a problem, nigga, don't start. More to everybody in Humboldt Park. I'm under the five, but it's my five pillars. Demolition ready, so who gonna ride with us? Hating ass niggas don't wanna collide with us. I got 100 niggas and 95 killers. Shine, even know who real and who's fake. Niggas at war like Iraq and Kuwait. Better say a prayer, man, before it's too late. I'll catch a flesh full of holes like a fucking QC. I'm a certified nigga with street and gun proof. Get a ton of nigga head into a sunroof. Shout out my nigga Taurus. That's where you at, baby girl, bring the chorus.
Chomo faggot Fareed, aka political ass kissing, you fucking bitch. We're gonna get up out of here, man. Been a good show. We had another legend come through. It's like that's my goal for every show. And so far, knock on wood, been successful, is to have a legend or a pioneer come through. You know, for the fans, and that's including myself. I'm not above anyone. I'm a fan too. That's why I do this shit. I love this fucking music, this real shit. And I'm gonna, continue to do it for as long as I can. You know what I'm saying? Every day I look at the game, and I see it just keep getting more and more fucked up. I see legends getting brainwashed, you know, thinking that they have to go down the road of what a Drake or a Lil Wayne is doing in order to get heard. And when you see the people you grew up off of basically turn to that, it kind of leaves a sour taste in your mouth, man. It's just like when you grew up and you had, you know, certain baseball players you liked. He was like, oh yeah, Mark McGwire, that motherfucker, man. He, you know, he always hits home runs, blah, 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 blah. Come to find out, motherfucker's juicing. Same thing, Roger Clemens and all these different people. You come to find out, man, shit is not what it was when you were a kid. It was all smoke and mirrors. And that's where every facet of life, you know what I'm saying? Corruption and stupid shit is everywhere. And, you know, I'm gonna do my best to stay in this game as long as I can, you know, but I got a lot of people around me. They're feeling the same way, and, you know, if I start seeing, you know, my people, you know, start to, you know, say, you know what, it's time to hang up their hats, and, you know, I'm going to gracefully bow out with them. And I'm always going to be a supporter of the real shit, but, man, in order to support, I got to get support. So, you know what I'm saying, I definitely need support. Keeping the show going, I need support. My brother CO, man, his music needs to be heard. And my boy Six, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get at that motherfucker for graphics. If you got a project coming out, you need graphic work done. You don't get at him, man. There's something wrong with you. Same thing with Jerry. You need audio work done, mixing and mastering. You gotta get at Jerry. UGSocietyMovement.com. I'm out of here. You know, thanks to 8-Ball. Appreciate you. We're gonna be back Sunday. I don't know who's gonna be on the show yet, but best believe a legend of some sort is gonna come through. If I gotta start putting porn stars on here, I'll fucking do it. But you know, nonetheless, keep sending me your fucking music, man. I love playing your music. Just real shit, no swaggy bullshit, no materialistic shit. You know what it is? Fuck the lame stream.
In the place, move a lady through that crazy shit, the scotch in their face. MJG, a rhyme writer with a passion for poetry. Whatever I write about, young street got my knowing thing. Something got me writing for the public, I don't deny. Cause words, I use it so the truth can be heard in my rhymes. I'm dropping the mirrors like a dime, so I said to me, with two cents trash, and your D.I.E. Quickly, I reach for my chicken and I roll it up, smoke it up, then reach for another as I choke it up. Anxiously, talk as a red is with the B.U.D. Fly with me, and let the chicken mess up. MJG, I'm doing it with the quick lens of penalty. Penalty, mound and get a dose of the enemy. ORG, ANITEG will forever be. Straight for me, the future state of pride and the MIC. 8-Ball, the back, Mac is here. So back me up, slack me up. Then once he grabs the mic, he be acting up. Breaking while I'm taking all the suckers on my shit. Yep, you're listening to the lyrics of our pimp.
my homeboy, the M to J to the G, you know what I'm saying? From MJG, where's that?
The sound of the movement hitting your heart like an avalanche. Easy to explain, I'm insane, I'm a bad man. Raised in the mound, not a clown, so don't play with me easily. I get this off in your D.I.E. MJG, the young black brother who pimpily rap game. It got to make it clear that I'm having things never change. I just ain't the one to be yelling out, yelling out. The trash that you don't want to hear about the wild tribe. Keeping my background alive on the radio.